Now, you said that people at work really didn't react to you or have a diabetes. What about in your social life, girlfriends?
Yes, well, no, the answer is I don't imagine any of them knew that I had a problem. The one good thing about diabetic control, of course, if you can anticipate activities for the evening, if you want to go out dancing or drinking or whatever, socialising, you realise that you're going to use up amounts of sugar, so you give yourself a little less insulin and you're normal. And so I was normal as far as everybody was concerned, socially, and girlfriends and the like. My wife, my girlfriend at the time, who later became my wife, she knew at a very early stage, because she in turn was very severely epileptic when I met her, and she used to pass out all over the place and without any warning. And you know, that was fairly tough for a while, but so there was no way that I withheld my diabetic condition from my wife, nor she her condition from me. And I mean, the good news was, she was offered some surgery in the one of the hospitals in London. It was a hospital for nervous diseases. One of these things where they keep you conscious and take chunks out of your brain and hope the epilepsy will go away. We declined. And a year or so later, it went. I mean, and it was quite severe, her epilepsy. I mean, she used to have seizures, if not usually monthly, usually around times of periods and things like that, times of stress. But the problem went away, which of course, and I'll come to it later, but opened up all totally new vistas as far as she was concerned, because hitherto she wasn't able to drive and there were all sorts of restrictions, and suddenly her world opened up, which was extremely good news, but that's another story.
Was that before or after you got married?
Oh, well, I knew about the problems, from the day I met.